Hello, everyone, and welcome to Completing Daily Tasks with Tips and Tricks from Max.
Hello, everybody. My name is Max Kalecki, and I am the project is being funded by the WAISE, O-R-A-I-S-E. This is our final video in our five-part series about cleaning. I have Emily Cohen with me, and I am going to also be kind of giving my perspective since there's only two of us. I'm going to let Emily kind of introduce herself, and then we can move on from there. So, Emily, the floor is yours.
My name is Emily Cohen. I'm 25 years old. I live in Bloomfield, Connecticut, and I'm a professional disability advocate.
Very cool, very cool. Thank you for that. So my first question is, how do you kind of feel about cleaning? Like, just give me an overall, do you clean your house? Do you have somebody help you clean your house? How many times, maybe a week, or how often do you clean? I'll start, and then we'll go to Emily. I don't mind cleaning. My parents help me, though. They come about once a week, help me, just clean up. I am in a wheelchair, so I think it's a little bit harder for me to clean. Think about it, I have to, if I have to mop, I have to also, maneuver my wheelchair when I mop. So it's a little bit more complicated because the chair. I do it in between my parents coming pretty good. I do the basic thing, blow away stuff and wipe stuff down. But my parents kind of mop my floors, clean my bathrooms. I do more of the in-depth stuff that is kind of harder for me to do. And, it really works out for me. I know everybody has a little bit of a different thing, and that's kind of my thing. Emily, would you like to go?
I usually have help from my employees, but I am able to clean my bathroom and mop my floors, wipe stuff down. I am able to move on the floor very well, so that's why I am able to clean. And whatever I can't do, my employees help.
And when you say employee, you mean your personal care attendant, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think we need to clarify that. So what maybe are some tips or tricks that, you know, you would give to somebody that had your disability to kind of help them kind of learn? So for me, I would just be like, you know, just do what you can. And don't be afraid to ask for help and stuff that you can do. As everybody knows, being with a disability, you know, it just makes things a little bit more complicated. So you should never be ashamed of asking for help from anybody. From, like Emily said, that she gets help from her personal care attendants. I get help from my parents because I don't get attendant care, so I get help from my parents. And you know, that's it. So, you know, you don't need to do everything. You know, you can kind of ask for help. Yeah, that's something that I have struggled with personally over the years. I get better to ask for help when you need it. Some of my tips. Emily, do you have anything to add?
Find what works for you. For example, I have Clorox wipes that I can open myself. I get up on my knees to clean the bathroom. I would say do what you can do, but ask for help if necessary.
Do you use any specific devices when you clean? I have a robot that helps me sweep, that sweeps my house every night. That's been really easy. He goes off with, like, he, I call him a him, his name is Billy. He cleans my house. She goes around and sweeps my house every night at 3 a.m. when I'm sleeping, obviously. But so that's a really good device. You know, a bunch of smart devices out there that can help you clean. Emily, do you use any devices to help you?
No, just regular cleaning supplies. I do have a robot vacuum, but it's more annoying than anything because it gets stuck on things.
Yeah, mine does too. I have to be careful about like what I have out, you know, or I wake up in the morning and it's stuck somewhere. I had to put it back in its spot. So, you know, that's another way of, you know, finding out what works for you. You know, I find that using devices work for me. Emily did not like using devices, and that's okay. You know, both are okay. You know, so finding out what works for you. Is there anything else that you would like to say, Emily? There's not really anything that I would need to add. I kind of have said everything I need to say. Is there anything that you would like to add?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you all for joining us and listening. We would also like to thank the RAID Center for hosting this series.